The Fly Show Season 20, Episode 70. That's right, from January 15th to April 25th, we've hammed out 70 episodes of The Fly Show. It's a great look, bro. It's a great look. As expected, I told you guys that, you know, you can expect lots of podcasts this year. You know, we locked in, bro. We locked in. Locked the fuck in. And, you know, it's been great. 20 years of The Fly Show, might I add. You know, 20 years of The Fly Show, bro. Been doing this for 20 years. So I appreciate everybody that fucks with The Fly Show. Everybody that watches The Fly Show. Everybody listens to The Fly Show. And that's what it's about, bro. On all podcast platforms. We're on Rumble. We're on BitChute. We're on Gab. We're on Telegram. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. But, you know, actually, it's funny because Instagram has this new thing where they actually tell you how long you're shadow banned for. I posted some images that they didn't like. Some of these anti-Democrat party images. You know, it was around Easter when they decided to do this trans visibility day thing. And, so I posted some memes that day. So they said, like, I got like 60 plus days in Instagram jail, which it's been like this my whole 20 years of doing a sideshow. You know, I mean, when we were doing DJ mixes and they were telling us what to do, you know, I'm anti-authority, anti-establishment. You know, censorship has always been a thing with me. I want to be able to express myself the way it's intended to be expressed, you know. And there are people out there in this country that want to limit that. You know, just came out this morning. I was doing some reading. Kate Sanchez, who is a Republican assemblywoman out there in Mission Viejo. You know, she's moving forward with some legislation that if you block roads and, you know, in the name of a protest, you know, the penalty is going to be double now. You know, the fine will be double. And I absolutely applaud that. I absolutely think that needs to be put in place. I think they need to have really harsh penalties for people who block roads. And it's not, and I don't think they should make it exclusive to protests. Whatever the situation may be, you know. We've seen these situations where these artists are doing music videos and they think it's cool to do that, and I don't give a fuck who you are, what you do, what clique you're from, what gang you're from, you know, what your cause is. The fact is, you know, people got shit to do, bro. We use roads to get places. You know, we gotta go to work, we gotta get the school kids to school, you know, because the reality is, you know, you're basically being the most selfish, degenerate person you could think of. You know, when you got these people that are blocking roads and blocking freeways. And you know what? I'm a free speech absolutist. Meaning that I can acknowledge that Democrats and Republicans both, you know, have said things that make them look like absolute clowns. Especially Republicans, because Republicans are supposed to be next to the Constitution. You know, Republicans talk about being America first and, you know, being, constitutional and, you know, all about the Constitution. And, you know, the thing is it doesn't matter what your fucking opinion is on someone's speech. If they are within the law, which is the Constitution, you know, they're able to do that. I don't give a fuck, you know. Now, if someone's blocking a road, if someone's shutting down a bridge where people are trying to get to work or people trying to get to school, or, you know, maybe there's a medical emergency where, you know, someone's trying to get to a hospital, and because you're fucking emotional about your cause, no, absolutely not. These are degenerates of society. And you know what? I don't even know what the penalty is. But they need to really, really crack down on this. When I look at these ceasefire protests, You know, I like I told you yesterday, I agree with the message. Israel, we don't need to send foreign aid to Israel. We need to cease fire. I agree with that. Okay? And, you know, most people don't. Like most people, see, what it is, you know, normieism. You know, when we look at normies, if you ask someone on the right, why do you, this, why are you so opposing to this, to these protesters?
Well, I don't know, because, like, they fucking got masks on, and, like, you know, they're liberals.
Okay. But do you, like, understand what they're saying? Do you understand? Have you ever took the time to listen to what they're saying? Because when we look at the Zionist state of Israel, when we look at that entire thing, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, bro, these ceasefire protesters are more informed about the Jews and the Jewish supremacy that exists in America, like, than, like, a majority of all the free thinkers. I don't give a fuck if they're wearing masks. I don't give a fuck if you don't like them because they got they're liberals or whatever. But the fact is they understand about the Jewish supremacy that is existent in America. They understand that. They understand. And if you listen to what they're saying, so if you took the time to actually listen to what the fuck these motherfuckers are saying, I understand, bro. I get it. I know what a liberal is. I know they're a little out there. They're kind of crazy. But on this topic, as far as Jewish supremacy and not sending foreign aid, you know, to Israel, I'm for that. I can't disagree with that. What am I going to do? What do I look like? So that's why, like, so when we look at this, you know, protests and all that good shit, right? When we look at all these protesters and shit, like, I just, like, it is what it is. I mean, if they're blocking roads, I don't agree with that. I don't think people should be blocking roads. I don't think people should be blocking highways. But as far as, like, you know, like, this whole fucking situation where, you know, because, you know, and it's on both sides, too. Normieism exists on both sides. That's something that we can all, like, come to agreement with at this point. When October 7th happened and you had a bunch of boomer Republicans and a bunch of people who were calling themselves free thinkers for the last 3 years, when anything that had to do with vaccines or masks or tests or any of the COVID restrictions, you have all these people in agreement with that, right? But then they told you that there was, like, some invaders in Israel, a rave, and you motherfuckers just believe the news. You can't take people serious who believe the news, and that's exactly what it was. And that's why over 1,000 people have unfollowed me, because they believe the news. Like I've said, anyone who uses the word Hamas to reference Palestinian people, people in support of that, you believe the news. The news told you that there was a, you know, because these people, bro, it's like this. The same people that believe Hamas believed ISIS. The same people that believed ISIS believed, you know, all of these terrorist groups. The same people that believe Hamas believe ISIS, and they also believe that there was weapons of mass destruction, and you want to shame these types of people. Why? Because you believe the news. I don't believe the news. Shit, they, you know, I mean, you, if you want to continue to believe war propaganda, if you want to continue to believe this shit, then that's on you. And I've said it, I'll continue to say it, that the government has been using these protests to get people on the side of Israel. Israel is the stance to have if you're part of the establishment. Okay? Yesterday, Mike Johnson, disgraced Republican Speaker of the House, was I think he was at Columbia University or something, and they were like, and they were talking shit to him, and then it's funny reading these comments, because, you know, when you see these comment sections and shit, like, people be like, oh, well, I don't agree with them, but I agree with them talking shit to Mike Johnson. That's based. Okay, so what, you know, and that's how you can, people expose themselves as normies. What do you mean you don't agree with them? Wait, you're not for a ceasefire in Israel? You're not for the genocide of all these Christian people? 30 Christians have died in the midst of this since October 7th. You're not for that? You're not for, you know, sending no foreign aid to Israel? What do you mean you don't agree with them? See, too many people are too busy being little normie faggots. Too many people are caught up in narratives. Oh, we're right-wingers, so we need to disagree with them, even though we're not even thinking about it. There was a woman who was one of these, you know, people on the side of the Palestinians, and they asked her, you know, they asked her, why do you support this? Why do you support this? And she says, I don't know. So, you know, I think what needs to be understood is the people on the right and the left don't even know what the fuck they're doing. And this is why you can't be a group thinker. This is why you need to think for yourself. This is why you need to understand what the message is, and you have to determine if that's what you're for. Are you for, because I understand what the situation is. I completely understand what the situation is. That's why I have no problem getting on here day in, day out, telling you, you know what, these ceasefire protests is, I mean, aside from them shutting down roads, aside from them saying death to America, I actually agree with their message. And there's a lot of people out there that would probably agree with their message if you actually heard what their messaging is. But you're too many people are fucking busy being normies. Too many people are fucking busy getting suckered into the Israel narrative. The Israel narrative is to look at these ceasefire protesters and say to yourself, oh my God, these people are fucking weird. Oh shit, we can't fucking support them. Oh, matter of fact, I think Israel is actually the good guy. And I'm a fucking normie because I'm getting suckered into this shit. You know, hey, you know what? We all have 24 hours and we all have the opportunity to be free thinkers. If you want to be a fucking little normie bitch, then you be a normie bitch. But anybody who fucks with the slideshow ain't going to be no normie. Anyone who understands what the situation is should understand the situation. I don't give a fuck. People can follow me, unfollow me. They could fucking be pissed off because I'm fucking conflicting with their little normie fucking viewpoints. Whatever, dude. These are the same people that think Donald Trump is going to drain the swamp. He ain't draining no swamp, you know? You better drain that pimple out of your motherfucking face. That's what it is. Slideshow season 20, episode 70. How are we living on a fucking Wednesday? Actually, it's Thursday. Yes, it's Thursday. It's Thursday out there for everybody out there on the slideshow. How's everybody doing out there? I would like to say what's up to Kate, what was her name, Kate Sanchez? Yeah. That's a good look right there, bro. You know? Hey, man, we need accountability. You know, I mean, we've talked about the Republicans in America, the situation. You know, and you know, the thing about it is when we look at anything that... You know, people want to limit speech on, you know, Republicans want to shut down speech at college campuses. Why? What, because you disagree with it? You seem kind of soft to me. You know, you seem kind of soft to me. Like, you know, you seem like some bitches, bro. Bro, LGBTQ could fucking parade up and down the streets. They could, as long as they're not shutting down traffic. You know, they can, what are things that I oppose? Transgenderism, LGBTQ, I think the Marxist ideologies in America, I think those things are pretty much like, you know, anti-American and, you know, anyone who I disagree with. It's like, you know, Republicans are fucking stupid, bro. And all of them are bought and paid. Ted Cruz, fucking, you know, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, Joe Biden. We looked at the Israel, what was it, the AIPAC, you know, it's like the Israel lobby. All of them are bond paid, bro. Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. And, you know, most people don't really understand agendas. People don't understand what the fuck the situation is. People just understand surface level things. And, you know, I'm not a surface level type person, bro. I like to go deep, you know. You know, hey, no pun intended. I like to go deep. Slideshow Season 20, Episode 70. So, you know, this whole TikTok thing is a wild one, bro. You know, it 100% is Chinese propaganda, but unfortunately, you know, the story has developed in the last 24 hours. You know, some things got leaked. You got Jonathan Greenblatt, the guy from the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which is a far left Jewish supremacy organization. That's right. He said, you know, we need to shut down TikTok because, you know, of this whole situation with this anti-Semitism. Here we go. He sounds just like all these Republicans right now. And this guy's a leftist. That's why you cannot use left, right fucking view. You cannot scope out this whole fucking situation from a left, right narrative. You do, you're going to look like a leftist if you're on the right, if you, you know, and you're just going to be like really conflicted. If you're one of these types of people that cares about what other people think about you, then, you know, you're going to be in a very bad situation. Anyways, you know, I mean, Ted Cruz, who is completely bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel, you know, he said that we need to ban TikTok. He talked to the TikTok CEO, ByteDance, okay? Now, first of all, you know, what we need to understand, ByteDance is well right in there with the CCP, okay? That's right, the CCP. So, you know, I mean, the narrative, the reality, whatever the fuck you want to call it, is, you know, the Jews, ADL, the people that are running society, when we talk about Jews run the world, when we talk about the powerful people in society, they don't want TikTok around. And that is why the TikTok ban has been greenlit. It's not because the American government is like trying to like say to China. Now, it is Chinese propaganda. Let me just say that. You know, the things that have been done on TikTok, you know, it is Chinese propaganda. But the driving force behind this app getting banned is because Jews have seen an uptick of a pro-Palestinian messaging on there. And that's why they've done what they've done. The politicians are all bought and paid. Ted Cruz said, you know, he told the TikTok CEO, he was like, oh, we need to ban it because there's all this anti-Semitic fucking shit on there. And it's just wild to me, bro. It's wild to me. And there's your reasoning. Which is, you know, I'm still standing with the Chinese propaganda because, you know, that is true. But no, that's not the reason why it was that's not the reason why they want to ban it. Now, there's like other reports coming out and they're saying that, you know, if they don't, you know, sell the you know, but they want to keep the algorithm. I don't even know what the fuck that means. So I guess ByteDance is like, okay, we're going to sell it, but we want to keep the algorithm. Now, when we look at TikTok, you know, TikTok is anti-American. It's pro-Chinese CCP. And now the Jews are kind of like getting their fucking influence in there, you know. Yes, like let me just say this. Is anybody who is on the Israel, you know, the Israel side of things, you know, they want to limit censor. They want to censor you. Okay? So when we look at the censorship that happens in America to right wingers, preferably on social media, you know, this is all Jewish ran. Mark Zuckerberg, Jew. People, you know, look at the situation with Nick Fuentes, who is a, you know, America First commentator. You know, it's the censorship that we see in America comes from the Jews. That's the source. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. YouTube, did I say YouTube? Google, you know, this is what it's about. This is their recipe. This is their recipe, is to censor you. And this is why I go on websites like my own, theslideshow.com. I hope everybody fucking goes over there to check out all the shows. Got clips over there and everything. And then we got Rumble, and then we got BitChute, Gab, Telegram, at the slideshow. Yeah, this is it. And anybody who's pays attention to actual things, anybody who understands like these from a deeper scope, is gonna know that. You're gonna know that the Jews are full on part of the censorship. And that's why when we look at Republicans across the United States, they literally want to criminalize anyone who speaks out against Jews. It's almost like an impossible like fight for people. You know, I think largely a lot of the people who, you know, get into those discussions where you start mentioning the Jews and, you know, you start fucking throwing that shit out there, I think a lot of people feel it's just an impossible fight because these people run the entire fucking thing. So if you're going to go against them, you're going against the whole motherfucking establishment. I'm okay with that. You know, I mean, the reality is, you know, it's like, you know, identity politics, bro. You got John Lovitz, who's an actor. He's been an actor for many years, Jewish guy, and he gets on the fucking Fox News, and he's like, oh, yeah, all these guys at these college campuses. And what do all these right-wingers do? They just nod along with it. You fucking retards. Not understanding the situation. Situation is clear, bro. Situation is clear. The messaging is clear to me. The things that they're opposing, the things that they're fucking against, these ceasefire protesters, I agree with them. Shutting down roads, shutting down bridges, don't agree with that. Slideshow, season 20, episode 70. So Gab, you know, we're a pro. We got a pro account over there now. So, you know, shout out to everybody on Gab. Mm-hmm. It's a good opportunity to, you know, free speech is free speech. I'm a free speech absolutist. You could say whatever the fuck you want about me. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to limit people's speech. And, you know, I mean, we've said, you know, most people aren't really down for free speech. Nope. They're just down for speech that they like. Yeah. That's why, like, when I look at people like Howard Stern and, you know, that whole situation, or like Eminem, you know, when I look at these people that have sold out, it's the worst thing ever. Even Trump, it's the worst thing ever. Yeah, I mean, that was the reason why Howard Stern went to Sirius XM or whatever the fuck they call it. Was because the FCC, which is Jewish ran, he's a Jew as well, you know, Howard Stern, you know, but you got to understand the agendas. Like, you really got to understand the agendas. You know, the agendas are fucking evil as fuck. You know, when you really look at society and you look at the rejection of Jesus Christ and you look at what is what. And we look at, okay, so if we understand that all the agendas are ran by Jews, okay? If we understand, like, all the agendas, it's pretty fucking evil, bro. Like, when you really sit there and you really, like peep it out and you really think about it. Like, imagine, like, Christ. Christ is king. That's anti-Semitic, by the way. They've already said that. They being Jews, because these are the people that are powerful in society. But if you look at the, like, the LGBTQ agenda, if you look at the Antichrist agenda, these people are basically saying, no, it's not real. No, it's these atheists and shit. It's evil, bro. It's a lot of evilness out there right now, man. You know? So, you know, I mean, this is what it is, man. It's the end of April. You know, we're getting into a new month. And it's going to be interesting the way this all pans out. Definitely going to be interesting. SciShow Season 20, Episode 70. 1 through 70, January 15th to April 25th. It's been good. 20 years of the SciShow, bro. Got gray hair and everything. You know, they say, you know, if you don't have enough gray hair, if you don't have a lot of gray hair, that means you ain't stressed out enough. Probably. You know, a lot of people be stressed out though, bro. a lot of people be overwhelmed and shit. I haven't resorted to the cigarette yet. I've talked about it. I've thought about it, but you know what? I do like 10 push-ups. They say, you know how you could trust someone? They say how you know you could trust someone is if they work out every day. That's right. Mentally strong people work out on a daily basis. That's right. SciShow Season 20, Episode 70. There's this show on Peacock. It's called Friend of a Family. Stars Colin Hanks. It's about this guy who had a family out there in Idaho. And, you know, his daughter ends up getting, like, abducted by a family of the friend, a neighbor down the street. And this guy ends up, like, fucking, like, you know, it's you talk about pedophile. You know, this was, like, in the 70s and 80s. I don't know if you guys have seen this show. It's fucking crazy. And, you know, the thing is weak parents. You know, you talk about weak parents. It's actually a good show. It just shows, you know, the things that people can do, the things that people do when people get, weak individuals, bro. You know, this whole society that we're in right now, when we look at, the offended culture, when we look at, you know, the lack of masculine men in society. You know, everybody's weak, bro. Everybody's soft. Everybody's offended. It doesn't take much to get to people these days. It doesn't take much, bro. People get offended. People get, you know, and you know, I mean, this is what has been going on for a while now. Is people aren't strong. People are weak. It's unfortunate, bro. Yeah, so this documentary or this movie, the show, you know, it just shows parents, you know, you gotta watch it. You know, basically they're one of their girls, her name was Jan, and she ends up like, you know, getting abducted, and you know, the guy was like ends up like, you know, having the dad jack him off like down the road. He ends up like sleeping with the mom. And totally gets in their family, you know, their inner family dynamic. And he fucking just like totally like ends up like the girl grows up and she's like thinking that it's a deep story. It's a crazy situation. I think a lot of people are trusting of people. You know, that's the other thing. It's crazy. You know, I mean, when you look at transgenders, when you look at people in society, why they do the shit that they do, it's because they're all fucking off their rocker. 100%. You know, a lot of people are off their rocker, bro. A lot of people got fucking problems. That's what it is. People got traumas. People got fucking, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with Big Pharma. You know, people putting those crazy pills down their fucking throat and they fucking don't even understand why they are the way they are. People like, yo, why is that person over there like crazed out of her mind? Oh, I don't know, maybe because she drinks soda all day, eats fast food, never exercises, and takes anxiety pills. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy, you know, and you know they're coming with the guns, you know. I've seen reports of like the ghost guns, and you know they're coming for the Second Amendment, 100%. And it's ironic that the places where the crime is the worst, places like New York, California, that's where the gun control is off the Richter scale. And of course, you know, the liberals in America don't take accountability for the people that are doing the fucking wrongdoing. They come with this fucking crazy approach, like, oh, well, you know, oh, yeah, we can't have accountability for the fucked up things that people in our, you know. It's like the protesters that are blocking roads and bridges and shit like that. Oh, no, well, you know, no. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for shitty behavior. And that's one of the things liberal ideology that they're okay with. They're okay with shitty behavior. These people, bro. These people are off their fucking rocker and shit. Sideshow season 20, episode 70. How's everybody doing? 20 years of the Sideshow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. They'd be like, bro, you're like a seasoned veteran. What's a random story of the Sideshow through 20 years of the Sideshow? Living in Los Angeles. That was interesting because, you know, when you look, you know, when I moved out there, now, first of all, this was like years ago and, you know, things have changed. But, you know, I mean, you know, you just kind of like, it's totally different than where I'm at right now. Far left Bay Area is more laid back. The difference between Los Angeles and the Bay Area, for the people that don't know, who are not from California, is everybody in the Bay Area is high off marijuana, and everybody in Los Angeles is like drinking lots of coffee and smoking lots of cigarettes. there's your comparison there. And you know, I talked about like the road rage situation. Yeah, the traffic, bro. You know? You don't ever see no climate protesters. You don't ever see no climate protesters going out there to Los Angeles. Bro, it's just a losing situation for you. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's California for you. Make California great again. I'm down for it. Yeah. It used to be great. It used to be great. Yo, shit, I remember fucking going to Los Angeles as a kid. I was like, yo, this is the spot. And then this whole liberalism situation happened. You gotta go right. You gotta go right. You're gonna have to go right on some things, bro. You guys are gonna have to go right on some things. Otherwise, this whole motherfucking shit's gonna just blow the fuck up. You know? And you know the liberals in California are just horrible, bro. They're just horrible. Yeah. You know, we talked about the mutilation that's going on. The mutilation that's going down right now in California. You know, they're literally just like taking orders from the kids. You know, this is why when we talk about parents having a lack of like, people don't take these parents serious. They'd be like, yo, imagine a parent like getting, like, what, you're supposed to be taken serious? No one takes you fucking serious. You think your kid told you that he was the opposite sex. Saying you believed his ass. You know, there was like I think it was a school in, I want to say it was Colorado. Or no, where was it at? It was somewhere out there. And, you know, they got a bunch of kids, like, identifying as furries. And, you know, there was, like, kids that were walking out. And, you know, I mean, we've talked about this before. You know, I mean, the whole putting the litter box in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Liberals are like, it's, you know, the transgenderism and anyone who's an identifying as, you know, a different race, like the Rachel Dolezal. You know, Rachel Dolezal, that's a fucking crazy ass bitch right there, bro. Yeah, you can't take her serious. You can't take nobody serious that does that shit, bro. Yeah, it's like, imagine that, like someone explaining that to them.
Well, you know, I'm... Okay, for those of you that don't know who Rachel Dolezal is,
it was the white that thinks she's a black. You know. Yeah, these things run like... These things run rampant in the left wing of America. You know, like Sean King. Is that his name? Sean King? The guy that another white that thinks he's black? Yeah. See, and I think the biggest problem with mental illness, you know, transgender, identify as this, identify as that, is the fact that people go along with it. That's the worst part about it. It's the response that people give it. Like, you know, you got a literal dude with a fucking dick, and he's like, yeah, I identify as a woman. And then, you know, someone says, you know what? You do identify. You know what? You are. That's what you are. You know, they start throwing all this fucking crazy shit out there. Like, speak your truth. There's no such thing as your truth. There was only the truth, by the way. If that's your truth, then that's your truth.
Okay.
You know, we are living in a society where people are fucking encouraging this garbage. So, and that's exactly why it's being legislation and, you know, mutilation. You know, Boston, like Boston Children's Hospital. Yeah. You know. And it's all done at all the children's hospitals, bro. Like, bro, this agenda is, it's bad. But, you know, like, there was a report that said it's just a fad. Probably is. Well, not probably, it is a fad. So if it's just a fad, I wonder, like, when this shit's gonna, like, fucking end, bro. Like, we need this shit to, like, be, like, over with by now. Yeah, we need it to be over with. And there's, like I talked about yesterday, there is a effort right now, a ballot initiative to get trans bathrooms, trans sports, and the mutilation. We got to go all 50 states with it. There was a Angel Reese. You guys know her? She was part of LSU women's basketball team, and you know she's in the WNBA now. But she made a post. She made a little fucking tweet talking about protect women's sports. Mm-hmm. I'm with it. I agree to that message. Yeah, I mean, more people are going to jump on board. It's just, it's the thing about normieism is people just get involved where they feel that it's accepted. Most people don't want to unnecessarily get involved. And unfortunately, a lot of things in the political space, you know, if people are controlled that this is a Republican thing, they're not going with it. See, Trump is like a good example of that because, you know, 2016, 2020, you know, people were just under the impression that he was racist. You know, these are the people. These are the people that are fucking the normies of society. Is, you know, the media, and this is what we talk about the media, is how much power the media has on people. Is because, you know, there's people who really believe bullshit. People, this is the normieism that we're talking about. These are the people. All these women that buy Stanley Tumblr mugs because it's the cool thing. And you ask them, why did you do that? Why do you think that? Well, I don't know. Yeah, these are the people of society. These are the degenerates of society. These are the people that you should think low of. I don't give a fuck if you're talking about politics, sports, social issues, whatever the fuck you're talking about. if you go along with something because it's cool or that's what everybody is saying and you don't even do your research, you're a normie. And there's, and I would say majority, I would say a small amount of people in the world are not normies. Most people want to be loved. This is the social media effect. Look at what people do on social media. They want attention. They want likes. Me, I just want people to watch the show. That's all I want. How long you been doing your show for? 20 years. How many episodes have you done in 2024? 70. Yeah. What are some moments from the 70s that we could say? Let's see, disco. Oh yeah, disco. That fucking movie, Boogie Nights. Mm-hmm. Studio 54. Mike Myers was in that. He's a weirdo, bro. They don't say Holly Weird for nothing. Oh, breaking news today. Harvey Weinstein's rape trial. You know, they said they want to overturn that. Oh, wow. Jew didn't? Jew? Jewish supremacy? It's a big club, bro. You know, when you talk about... When we talk about the music business and we talk about Jewish executives that are, you know, doing what they've done. You know, we talk about P. Diddy. We talk about Clive Davis. We talk about... You know, all of the Jewish executives that do these things to, you know, innocent people in the business. Harvey Weinstein is definitely one of them. Fuck Harvey Weinstein, bro. Fuck him. You know, he is definitely part of the Jewish supremacy. And yeah, no, it don't surprise me. It should not surprise anybody. And, you know, anytime that these Jews that have like so much power, so much money that they're able to fucking get shit like this done, I don't give a fuck. And I really don't give a fuck if that's a right-wing take, if that's a left-wing take. It's my take. That's all I give a fuck about. Oh no, don't say Jews though. Because, you know, he's like, he's what? That's the cabal, right? Devil worshiping. These are the reasons why I oppose the mainstream media, the fucking music business, and the movie business, is because they're ran by Jews, and they're all fucking, you know, they're all flexing their Jewish supremacy. Harvey Weinstein is a fucking piece of shit, bro. Anyone who violates women the way he's done, anyone who takes little boys, and you know, it's not just women, by the way. Okay, all of the Hollywood guys, the music business guys, bro, all of them do it. All of them do it. All of them do it. It was explained to me years ago by some people that were in the industry when I was jumping into the business in 2009, and I was living in Los Angeles, and I literally went to my manager at the time, and I said, "How do we make sure this doesn't happen to me?" He's like, just don't fucking sell your soul. Harvey Weinstein is another great example of the Jewish supremacy that exists in the music business and the movie business. People are thirsty. People are desperate for fame, fortune, views, clout, all of that. So what do? They go suck Harvey Weinstein's dick. Cat Williams already said Harvey Weinstein wanted to suck his dick. What? This is one of those two. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm just going to say that the sun is... It's visible out here in the far left Bay Area today. It's visible, and that's a good look, bro. That's a good look. So, you know, I mean, it's another day, bro. Another day. Season 20, episode 70. I appreciate everybody fucking with the slideshow, bro. January 15th to April 25th. Okay, great. 70 episodes. That's a good one right there, bro. It's been interesting. First 3 months of the fucking year? Yeah, bro. We probably do 200 this year. Yeah, we going for it. You know, we hey man, all in the guts. All in the guts. If you know it, it's a sexual reference is what that is right there, bro. But hey, you know what? A wise man has once said, the more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out. That is like the ultimate. That is the ultimate. That is the ultimate. That is the ultimate. Life advice for you. Is the more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out. That's why you want to be a good person. You know, that's why you want to do well with people. You know, open the door for ladies, old ladies, you know. What was it, spinning wheels? What goes up must come down. Who was that? That was, I'm trying to think, but I can't even fucking think who does that song. That was a great song, by the way. There's been a lot of great music out there. I should put 70s on today, bro. Yeah, I think to celebrate 70 episodes, I'm going to listen to 70s music for the rest of the fucking day. Fucking Oogie Boogie. Disco shit. That's what Johnny Depp said in Blow. He was like, what did he say? He said disco shit. Pure as the driven snow. George Young. Yeah. That was a good movie. Who is this mystery man? Who is this mystery? Those of you that seen him, bro. If you don't watch Goodfellas, first of all, Goodfellas is the best movie ever. Okay? If you haven't ever seen Blow, if you've never seen Pulp Fiction, you're a horrible fan of the slideshow, bro. Like, you know what? Like you should like not even watch any other shows I do until you watch those movies. Nah, I don't do that. We have another show coming tomorrow. So, you know, you might want to be on you might want to be on the aware for that. Alright, Slideshow season 20, episode 70. Guys, have a God bless day. I'll check you guys on the next one.